Getting closer to the capital city. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Concerns growing from Ukrainian officials that Russian forces are planning an all-out assault on the capital of Ukraine in a matter of days.
Over the past 48 hours, we've seen a lot more activity in the capital of Kyiv. Yesterday, we saw a number of air defense batteries active here. The Ukrainians trying to shoot down Russian fighter jets that were over the city. Now, these jets have fired missiles hitting apartment buildings. We've seen it with our cameras, civilians being killed inside the city limits. But this intensity and the amount of shelling that we've heard tonight is different from the rest of the war.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of kidnapping the mayor of the city of Melitopol, equating it to the actions of ISIS terrorists. Russian forces captured that city February 26th. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby again calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin to pull his troops out of Ukraine.
This is a war choice that Mr. Putin can end right now if he chose a diplomatic path forward. Nobody wants to see this get more violent. Nobody wants to see anybody else have to flee or be killed or wounded.
The Pentagon's concerned Russia will use chemical or biological weapons, and he again dismissed claims by Russia that the U.S. and Ukraine are engaging in biological activities in Ukraine. A grand jury has declined to indict Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson following a police investigation into claims of sexual assault and harassment by 22 women.
Watson still faces 22 active civil suits accusing him of sexual assault and sexual misconduct. The former All-Pro hasn't played for the Texans since 2020 and requested a trade during the 2021 offseason. Watson has not received any punishment from the NFL yet as the league conducts its own investigation.
Fox's Tim McMaster. A sheriff's deputy in North Carolina has been fired after he was seen on video putting his knee on a black man's neck. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Texas judge has blocked the investigations of the parents of transgender kids.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's directive that the state investigate the parents of transgender youth was dealt a setback in the form of a judge's ruling. District Judge Amy Clark Meacham issued a temporary injunction that keeps the state from enforcing the measure that compels the Department of Family and Protective Services to investigate those parents over gender-confirming treatments the state calls child abuse. Governor Abbott's directive goes against the country's largest medical groups, including the American Medical Association. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a notice of appeal. An increase in threats against both election officials and poll workers as many thinking about walking away from their jobs, according to a new survey.
One in five local election officials say they probably won't be on the job for the 2024 presidential election. That's according to a new survey from the Brennan Center for Justice. Three quarters believe threats against election officials have increased in recent years, while more than 54% say they are worried about the safety of their colleagues. Election officials around the country received an unprecedented number of threats from supporters of former President Trump after he questioned the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election.
Fox's CJ Papa. The survey conducted by Democratic pollster Benenson Strategy Group, roughly a third of respondents say they knew of at least one colleague who had left public service, partly or entirely because of fear for their safety, increased threats, or intimidation. A woman whose DNA from a sexual assault case, which was used by San Francisco police to arrest her in an unrelated property crime, plans to sue the city. The attorney says his client, who he declined to identify, feels betrayed by police officers, who he says broke her trust and violated her rights. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 229, the Nasdaq off 286, the S&P minus 55. I'm Lisa Lissara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.